Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called The Little Fir Tree. And this story was written by Margaret Wise Brown, and the pictures are by Jim LaMarche. And it is read today by Mommy and
Commander Mercia.
Commander Mercia. And I would like to recommend everyone go out and take a look at this book because the pictures are beautiful. I'm going to...
And we have a different story just like this one. Mm-hmm. That's called the same one.
Yeah, this is a fun little note. And we'll read the other one as well. We found another book that's also called The Little Fir Tree, but it's written by someone different. It's the same title for the story. And I think they're totally different ideas. So there's more than one little fir tree out there in this world. So do you know what a fir tree looks like? It looks like a Christmas tree. A fir tree, which is not the kind of fur that you would find on a puppy dog.
I know.
Yeah, no, this fur is green.
We put an angel on all of our fir trees.
Yep. Some people put stars, some people put angels, all kinds of different things go on top of Christmas trees. But a fir tree means that the branches, the leaves stick out fluffy like fur. Sometimes they're called evergreens. There's lots of different varieties. So let's read about this one. A little fir tree stood by the edge of a forest, a little way off from the great green trees. It had been a windy day, the day the little fir tree was a seed, and he had blown through the air, out of the forest, and into the field, and there he had dropped to the ground. As spring and summer and winter, or autumn and winter passed by, and another spring turned green, the little seed had sprouted, taken root, and grown. 7 times the spring had come, flashing with birds and flowers. And in the picture, sure enough, we see it there, and it's surrounded by flowers.
Girls with girls.
Mm-hmm. 7 times the winter had droned its hot, bee-buzzing days around him. 7 autumns had swirled their falling leaves and milkweed parachutes past his head. And now the snow fell and the grasses of the fields crackled with diamond light of ice. His 7th winter had come. Always, the little fir tree looked over at the big fir trees in the great dark forest. He felt a little lonesome in his littleness, away from the other trees. He wished he were part of the forest, or part of something, instead of growing all alone out there, a little fir tree in a big empty field. Aww. One day, a man came out of the forest. He carried a shovel and wore long black boots. He walked right up to the little fir tree and gave him a shake.
"Not too little and not too big, not too stiff, nor yet too limber. A beautiful little green fir tree, just the tree for my boys to grow strong with."
Oh my, what do you think that means? His boys? Do you think he's going to plant him with some other trees that are boys? Let's find out. So tenderly, the man dug into the not quite frozen ground. He dug a big, wide hole around the little fir tree. And tenderly, he took all the far-flung roots and tied them in a gunny sack. Do you know what a gunny sack is? kind of another way of saying, well, in the picture, it looks like a burlap bag. It's kind of a rough material that is used to kind of hold things together. Okay, all right. Then he lifted the little fir tree high in the air, and proudly he bore him through the forest. And when I say he bore him, I don't mean that he was boring, like he was just talking about things that were kind of not interesting. No, no, it means he carried him. Did you know that? That another way of saying you have been carried is to say that you have been bore? It's true. I know. I know, born specifically. All right.
You are going to a great celebration, said the man, and you will be a part of it. In the early spring, I will bring you back and plant you again where I found you. And each year you will return to the great celebration, and you will go back to your own green field in the spring. And you will grow with my little boy who cannot come to you. You shall be his living tree.
What? What do you think that means? For the little boy had a lame leg. He'd never been in the forest. He had never left his bed. But he had listened to the trees at night. He had watched the trees beyond his windows, the great green trees he saw in the distance, and wished for a tree that would come to him. And now one was coming, born, there it is, on his father's shoulders through the forest, which means that his father picked it up and carried it through the forest. Right? Okay. And the little fir tree was coming with the swish of branches and a prickly green smell. Do you know that pine trees have a very unique, strong smell? People often use it to make their house smell good. Sometimes they even put it in cleaning materials so it smells good. But this little boy, it looks like, has something wrong with his leg, so he can't walk and run and play. Not everybody's legs work the same way, and some of them won't hold you up very well. So you have to find other things to do. And it sounds like his mommy and daddy are amazing, and they brought him something special. Now look at this. It was planted in a great wooden tub at the foot of the boy's bed. You have come to me from the wild green forest, said the little boy. You're part of my very own world. You have come to the great celebration of Christmas. Oh, so they're going to use this tree to celebrate Christmas.
What do you think they're going to put on it?
I don't know. I think there's only one way to find out. Let's keep reading. The next night, candles were lit in the windows. Look, one, two, three. And outside, the snow fell softly and covered the trees with white. What do you think about that? It snowed. But inside, the house the little fir tree was given was pungent and warm. Do you know what pungent means? Pungent means that it had a strong smell. Yeah. And pungent can be both a good and a not good smell. It all just sort of depends. I don't know. They put golden tinsel on his branches and golden bells and green icicles and silver stars and red and green and blue and purple chains of shining Christmas balls. And soon, oh, shining wonder, the little fir tree was a Christmas tree. And children came to sing that night, to sing Christmas carols. Wow, look at this. They sang new words to an old carol that the boy had made up in the joy of the day. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, your greenest branches live for me.
I like it. Do you ever make up words to songs? It's kind of fun to do sometimes.
After winter, spring came in, flashing with birds and flowers, and the little fir tree was returned to the woods. They put him back. Can you believe that? While summer droned its bee-buzzing days all around him, and autumn came and whirled milkweed parachutes past his head, and then the snow fell, still and white, over the fields, heavy and silent on the forest, and the time had come for the little fir tree to be carried once more to the bright lights of the celebration. And it happened. The man in long boots came and carried him back to the little boy. Both the boy and the tree were a little bigger, and the lights seemed even brighter. And again, the children came, and they sang Christmas carols and the song they had sung before. And again, they sang the new words to the old, old tune, and they sang them to the living tree. All winter long, the little fir tree grew in the little boy's window. Then one gentle day, the wind blew warm and the pussy willows blossomed, and the boy's father shouldered the tree and returned with him to the field at the edge of the woods. The little tree was growing fast now. Little flowers had sprung up around him, making a young and feathery forest at his feet. Spring warmed into summer, and the summer droned into the crisper sounds of autumn, and snow fell early. It felt soft and deep. And the little fir tree dreamed away and waited for the time that the man in the black boots would come and get him. You can see, friends, in the picture here is our little friend, the fir tree. And he is alone out there in the field. But there's something, what do you see?
Lights.
Yeah, there's something coming to him. Let's see. But the man did not come. More snow fell. And then it stopped snowing. And the air was vast and still and very quiet. But the man did not come. The sun shone down and the stars shone down and no one came. And there he was, a little fir tree in a big empty field. And the big trees in the great dark forest were far away and the stars were far away. And without Christmas, the world seemed big and cold and empty. And then, in the white and snowy darkness, he heard singing. Far off, he heard the Christmas carols across the frozen fields. The music grew louder, and joy of joys, it came nearer, and there, leading the dark band of carolers across the snow with a lantern in his hand, came the little boy. He was walking out to his tree near the forest. They came and decked the tree with shining splendor of tinsel and hung red berries and apples and cookies on its branches for the birds to eat. And they sang the song they had sung before. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, your greenest branches live for me. Wow. And what a beautiful picture, friends. Everyone is so happy. And I am so happy because now the little boy was able to go. I bet you he probably had a really good doctor who helped him, and now his legs worked and away he went. That is what we call a miracle, isn't it? And it's a miracle that he is safe and sound with his family.
A miracle!
A miracle!
chuckle. And it is also the
end.
The end.